KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Population growth, high consumption and leaks caused by vandalism and aging infrastructure are behind the ongoing water supply problems in Durban. That's according to Itigwini Municipality, who says the surge in water demand has outpaced the availability of the supply. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The community of Ward 54 in Nenanda is one of several that are complaining about frequent shortages. The city says supply to Nenanda and surrounds have been worsened by inefficiencies at the Intuzuma 2 pump station. It says renovations to the pump station started last year and are progressing well. The work is expected to be completed later this year. Officials say water tanks have been installed in affected communities. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And Home Affairs says the mother of former Miss SA contestant Chidima Adetshina is the subject of a Hawks investigation. Annabella Rungo was detained in Cape Town yesterday. Newswatch's Takani Mhlongo reports.
Home Affairs says Rungo showed blatant disregard for the legal consequences of her actions. The department withdrew her South African documentation in September, claiming it had been fraudulently obtained. Her daughter, Chidima Adetshina, withdrew from the Miss SA pageant in August amid allegations that she was not South African, which prompted an official investigation into the status of her citizenship. The department has said in a statement that after being declared undesirable, Rungo defied the ban on her stay in South Africa using a Mozambican passport. The Chidima's child was also found in Rungo's care at the Cape Town property yesterday. Home Affairs says social development and the police child's protection unit have been roped in as fraud investigations continue.
Takane Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's pleased with the outcomes of the African Union summit in Ethiopia. He concluded his visit in Addis Ababa yesterday. Djibouti's Mahmoud Ali Youssef was elected as the AU's new chair, while Algeria's Salma Malika Haddadi is the new deputy. Leaders deliberated on the state of peace and security on the continent and expressed concern over the situation in the eastern DRC. The assembly also expressed support for South Africa's presidency of the G20. Ramaphosa spoke to media on the sidelines last night.
We're seeing progress here, and we're also going to continue seeing progress with the discussions that are going to go on.
The assembly is continuing today. Back home, Durban and Pietermaritzburg reach a high of 29 degrees, Ladysmith and Kokstad 27, Newcastle 26, Mooi River 24, Ulundi and Margate 28, Richards Bay 30 and Underberg 25. In Durban, sunset is at 12 minutes to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.